Track 6, back to the news. First trees planted at Wissmans Wood as expansion gets underway. The first saplings set to expand an ancient woodland on Dartmoor have been planted. Devon-based charity More Trees has been working closely with the Duchy of Cornwall, Natural England, Woodland Trust and tenant farmers to expand one of the Southwest's last remaining examples of temperate rainforest, Wissmans Wood. A group of volunteers joined forces to plant 450 provenance saplings as the first stage of the long-term ambition to create a mirror of the existing ancient woodland. The nearby site has been chosen due to the similar terrain of scattered granite boulders, and it's hoped it will become a temperate rainforest of the future, the Mid-Devon Advertiser understands. Chief Executive of More Trees, Helen Aldis, said, "More Trees is proud to be supporting the Duchy of Cornwall and Natural England with the propagation and supply of Wissmans Wood provenance oaks and rowans as part of this vital restoration and expansion project of this iconic temperate rainforest. By using trees sourced from local ancient woodlands, the trees we plant will share the genetics and have the resilience to survive and thrive in this setting. Wissmans Wood is an ancient oak woodland that covers over 7 acres of the West Dart Valley on Dartmoor, Devon. It is a national nature reserve, a site of special scientific interest and a special area of conservation in recognition of its significance for nature conservation."
Charities benefit from Freemasons Fund. Dawlish Community Transport was one of 20 charities to benefit from the latest round of donations from Devon Freemasons. The transport charity was granted £1,500 from the twice-yearly Freemasons Wake Fund towards funding a new minibus. The charity, proposed by the Vale of Halden Lodge, was chosen to help support its work providing essential transport across Teignbridge for members of the community. Dartmoor Search and Rescue Team's four groups also received £1,500 to support their work, covering the 365 square miles of remote moorland, as well as working with the police and other agencies to provide rescue services to the public when they need it most. Dartmoor rescue teams received no direct funding from the government to the £30,000 a year running costs, and they are met through fundraising. The Freemasons donation is being used to purchase a vacuum mattress, which is used to immobilise casualties with suspected fractures and help transport them safely across rough terrain. Twice a year, Freemasons from across Devon meet to support local organisations who require financial assistance, including children's charities, schools, youth-based centres and locally based charities including hospices, hospital service and cancer charities. The money is raised through a trust conceived by William Neal, the Devonshire Provincial Grandmaster from 1970 to 1984 and the late owner of Neal's Laundry and Dry Cleaners, now Johnson's. This fund is named after him as the William Alexander Neal Endowment Fund, or WAKE Fund. Also receiving donations were Devon Carers, an organisation which identifies and encourages unpaid carers to take advice and support and helps more than 37,000 people in Devon through a variety of initiatives to ensure carers receive the support they require. Exeter Hospice Care was another recipient to help support caring for those who are approaching the end of life.
Syphilis cases in the area reach record high. Diagnosis of syphilis in Teignbridge reached a record high last year, new figures show. It comes as experts warn the level of sexually transmitted infections in England remains a big threat to sexual well-being. Figures from the United Kingdom Health Security Agency show there were 9 diagnoses of infectious syphilis in Teignbridge in 2024, up from 6 the year before, and the highest figure since records began in 2012. Overall, 497 STI diagnoses were recorded in the area last year, including 257 for chlamydia and 57 for gonorrhea. Dr. Hamish Mohammed, consultant epidemiologist at UKHSA, said, levels of STIs in this country remain a big threat to sexual well-being. These infections can have a major impact on your health. Across England, the number of infectious syphilis diagnoses slightly increased from 9,300 to 9,535 last year. This is despite an 8% fall in the total number of STI diagnoses, with 364,000 recorded in 2024. The overall decline was driven by a 16% drop in gonorrhea diagnosis and a 13% drop in chlamydia. However, separate UKHSA figures reveal there have been 14 cases of antibiotic-resistant gonorrhea so far in 2025. Professor Matt Phillips, president of the British Association for Sexual Health and HIV, said the fall in the total number of STI diagnoses this year is encouraging, but he warned, "We nonetheless continue to see historically high rates of sexual infection, with particularly worrying continued increases in infections such as syphilis, which are at their highest ever levels, and the continued spread of antibiotic-resistant disease. It is vital that clear steps are put in place to reverse these trends."
May Day Mile raises over £1,500. Volunteers at Teignmouth Royal National Lifeboat Institute have raised over £1,500 after signing up to the RNLI May Day Mile Challenge. Walking a mile a day in May has been a great way to help raise funds needed to save lives at sea, said a spokesman from the RNLI Teignmouth. Our volunteer crews have been out in force on the weekends, using their May Day miles to fundraise as they walk. Our crew have loved meeting with everyone who stopped by to say hello and are extremely thankful for the generous donations they received. Nationally, around 3,500 people have covered nearly 74,000 miles, raising almost £270,000 for the RNLI by participating in the May Day Mile Challenge.
Dawlish search for a junior town crier. Oh yay, oh yay! Dawlish is on the lookout for a tiny town crier with a fine voice. The hunt is one for the first ever junior town crier as part of this year's Dawlish Celebrates Carnival. Meanwhile, young bands will also get the chance to perform in public as part of the carnival with a new feature, Play It, a free and unique experience for teenagers to receive coaching and rehearse before playing live in front of the carnival audience. Organisers of the junior crier event are looking for the best young crier aged between 8 and 12 to rival the town's official adult crier, Bob Graham. Bob and the Dawlish Town Council have launched the free to enter competition. The Town Council said it's a brilliant chance to make a history, win prizes and have a spotlight in the carnival. To enter, the young hopefuls must be aged between 8 and 12 and live in the parish of Dawlish. Any youngsters who want to try their luck need to put pen to paper and write a cry of a maximum of 100 words on the theme, Why I Want to Be a Town Crier. Entries close on Friday, June the 27th, and forms are available from schools, Dawlish Library, as well as the Manor House on the Carnival website. In another first for this year's Carnival, Gaz Music Solutions is offering the chance for one young band to rehearse at its Dawlish Warren recording studio. Studio owner Gaz Chatterton will provide performance coaching and the young bands will be able to perform a set at the Shaftesbury Theatre during Carnival Week in August.